The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Today, I am bringing you Maggie Berghoff. Maggie is a nurse practitioner trained in functional medicine. She uses a renowned step-by-step framework known as the Balance Protocol to transform the lives of men and women using cutting-edge and natural medicine. She takes the time to listen to her clients, puts them at the center of their story to understand the unique biochemical individuality of each person. Through achieving optimal health, her clients are able to live a happy, beautiful, and fulfilled life. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here today.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and I know you and I have a lot in common. We met at Mindshare. We have a similar approach to patients, and I think we're both equally passionate about empowering our patients to really live the lives they were meant to live. I always love hearing what other practitioners are doing and how they kind of see the entire journey of the patient, but often, just like me, I know your story begins with yourself. How did you get into this whole world of natural medicine, gut health, all of that other good stuff that you're becoming an expert at today?
Yeah, so I love talking about this because it's one of the things I start all my client visits off with is knowing their unique story. So no one asked me mine when I was struggling with my health. But in fact, it was at a really young age where I got my love for nutrition and health and wellness. My mom actually sadly had stage 4 cancer, colon cancer, which was basically deemed untreatable. She actually had to leave our state. I was, I think, in second grade, very young at the time. And I remember ultimately she did heal herself when she left the state and addressed the cancer through a natural, holistic way. I remember she came home with this huge, massive book full of every single food you could think of and spices and herbs. And what they were good for. So what properties would heal cancer? What properties would heal disease? And I would just dug in and loved it. But
do you know what ultimately like helped her overcome that journey? Because that's such a journey for so many people today. And I think everyone's searching for solutions. So do you know what specifically she did that may have led her out of stage 4 cancer?
You know what? I think a large part of it was mindset. I remember she told me a very powerful story that when she was told she couldn't be treated any longer in our state and she was going to have to go elsewhere if she wanted to try again. And she was on the way there. She said she was in the car, in the back seat, and she was just praying. She's a very religious woman, and she was praying for a sign that I cannot leave these 5 kids behind. I am one of 5 children, and she just knew it wasn't her time. She said that she was starting to give up, but then on that car ride, she just was praying, and she knew she felt deep inside this, she can't leave. She can't leave us all alone. And so she asked for a sign, and she got it. That was through an amazing image that she received on that highway that day. And she just knew from there on that things were going to be different. And then in this cancer institution, in conjunction with her traditional treatment, she was having a lot of therapy, of aromatherapy and massage and touch and prayer. And ultimately, I think the mindset portion did really, really help her in successfully curing this cancer.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was. And her story is just truly amazing. And She did it for us. She knew that it wasn't her time to go, and she couldn't.
And I think any mother, I think any mother could relate to that. And I deal with that in the patient room all the time. When a mom gets a diagnosis like this, it's that fight comes out because, you know, you can't leave these little ones behind. So how did that impact you and change what you were going to do and what your story begins? Tell us what happens next. Mm-hmm.
Well, I started becoming very healthy in what I thought was healthy. So I was eating these foods I was supposed to, and my mom was cooking. She switched to organic after that. She switched to homemade meals. We were eating outside together. It was very much a healthy lifestyle as compared to the standard American diet, the SAD diet. But I took it to an extreme. So I was cutting out entire food groups. I was still very stressed. I exercised out the wazoo very hard on my body. I was yo-yo dieting. And then ultimately, my body ended up crashing in college because of these years of what was slowly building up as nutritional deficiencies and gut health disruption because of all of the yo-yo dieting and the hard stress exercise and the cutting out entire food groups. So ultimately, yes, it was so helpful, and I became hooked on this nutrition and exercise and active lifestyle, but I still didn't know the pieces that were missing that were ultimately leading to a huge body crash in my own personal body.
Wow. How old are you at this point?
When I was a child, I was in about second grade when she had cancer. In about sixth mm-hmm. grade is when I started cutting out the food group, exercising, losing weight,
and
I felt like I was on top of the world. It's so young. I look back now, and my mom knew it, and I remember she would always kind of nag on me, and she said I was very much adamant about, don't cook with this fat, I don't want this butter, I don't like chocolate. I was very sure that I was not to eat these foods at such a young age. And then it wasn't until, so that's sixth grade when that started. And then it wasn't until about age 22 when I, landed up in the hospital because of how sick my body had gotten. So it was a long, drawn-out process, which is what oftentimes many of the things that people are dealing with today in this chronic disease world experience, things that have been brewing up in their body since childhood.
I agree, and I see that all the time where subtle things, subtle imbalances, then slowly as the years go by and the decades go by, turn into disease and then turn into chronic disease. Mm-hmm. So you took this entire experience, you know, much like many of us have, and you decided to channel it in a different direction after you healed yourself. So tell us what finally healed you and what were some of the conditions you were dealing with? And then how did you evolve from getting better, getting healthy, to wanting to make this your career in your life?
Sure. So the symptoms I was dealing with first and foremost is I was swelling and gaining weight out of nowhere. So I had not changed my diet. I hadn't changed anything and I was gaining this weight and I couldn't get it out. I was bloated, I was constipated, I was always hungry. So even if I was eating massive quantities of food, I just never felt that full, satisfied feeling. It led to things like sleep disruption and fatigue. And ultimately, I landed in the traditional medical setting, asking my doctor what the heck was going on. So they drew some blood, everything looked normal. There were a few abnormal, sub-abnormal things, but nothing really. And I was sitting there like, alone, you know, something is definitely going on in my body. This is not like me. This can't be all normal. So she sent me to a specialist who sent me to another specialist and I got stuck in the system. They were just giving me pills for the symptoms I was experiencing, but no one was telling me why this was going on in my body or even how to heal it. They were just giving me a diagnosis and then a pill. So I knew I couldn't stop there. I ultimately then enrolled in the Institute for Functional Medicine because I had mm-hmm. heard of functional medicine from a family member, and I was just very interested. I knew that this nutrition, the finding the root cause, was something it was close to my heart because of my mom's cancer journey. So I enrolled there and started to soak up all the information I could because I knew mm-hmm. if I'm going to get better and if I'm going to find myself again and to feel myself again, then I need to heal myself. I need to find the information out. So I enrolled, I soaked it all in, started to heal my body, but it wasn't until I finally found a mentor who I adore him. I still am in close contact with him now. And he mm-hmm. told me, take a step back. You're using functional medicine, but you're still not targeting it to you, to your story, your genetics, your biochemical individuality. And so he took me and he led me through his framework called Balance Protocol, which is now the program that I take clients through. And that's ultimately what healed my body, is that framework, that Balance Protocol that took me step by step, knowing my story, my genetics, quantifying my data, and then healing the body in the right order, which is very, very important.
Thanks, Maggie, for the information. Now let's go to a quick word from our sponsor. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order. So at this point, you're already a nurse practitioner. You've gone through some of the IFM or the Institute of Functional Medicine programming, which many of us do. And you meet up with this mentor and then kind of bring to life this balance protocol. So, you know, one of the things that I often experience when I'm treating patients is that, you know, we stress the same thing. We want the story of each patient to be individual. We want it to be unique. I'm sure you know, as I do, how often time consuming and difficult that can be for us as practitioners. But more importantly, it's also incredibly overwhelming to the patient. And for a long time, it was hard for me to understand how overwhelming it was, because I'm like, here's all this great information, like, just go make it happen. But, you know, when you switch somebody from, hey, just take this, everything will be fine, to then doing five or six steps, it's a really tough journey for the patient to make. And it usually takes multiple visits and multiple attempts, you know, before they're able to latch on to all the concepts of biochemical individuality. So talk about the balance protocol and what that can do for the patient, and how it may even simplify this whole big world of functional medicine and all the concepts sort of wrapped up in it.
Yeah, so that's a huge thing. I experienced that myself. It was overwhelming when I was trying to heal my body. I had so much different information. I didn't know where to start. I knew what I needed to do, but couldn't make it happen. And then all of the supplements people throw at you, you know, what to take, what not to take, what plan to follow, what not to follow. Should I be high fat? Should I be low fat? It's overwhelming. So what happened with balance protocol was I just kind of was able to take a step back, close my eyes, and exhale. It was just a simplified way. It's a 2-3-5-8 framework, and it's proven. Thousands have gone through this. And the two is, what do you need to add? What do you need to take away from your life? This can be anything from air, water, stressors, anything, your food. The three is the three phases, which is nourish, balance, and purify. Those are the phases that we go through. And it's broken up into three distinct sections, so you know what you're supposed to be doing and when. And then in addition, you're nourishing the body first so that you can handle the balance phase. And then you're balancing the body so you can handle the purify phase. So it works very much in line with what's going on in your body. So it's just a simple step-by-step way to heal the body naturally. And then the five stands for the five causes of disease, which is nutritional deficiencies, microbes, stressors, allergens, and toxins. And the eight is the eight systems that we go through, which I won't list all those off, but it's a whole system, whole body approach to healing. So even though it sounds kind of overwhelming and confusing, it's very step-by-step in the right way so that the body's able to heal itself and that it's not overwhelmed, because you can very much so overwhelm the body while you're healing it with too much things at one time and in the wrong order.
Okay, so let's review that just for the listeners out there who may not have caught all of that. Okay, so the balance protocol, the numbers for everyone to remember are 2, 3, 5, and 8. What is 2? And I'm assuming those are the first two steps. And over what length of time do you work on just 2?
2 is what you need to add and what you need to take away. This can be anything, and it's patient specific. So we talk about this in the very first visit together. We cover, what is your water like? What is the air you're breathing like? The light exposure, the sound, EMF, food. Those are known as the 6 environmental stressors, which we focus on first and foremost in this, what do we need to add, what do we need to take away portion. So for about, you know, four weeks, we're just piling on and optimizing environmental inputs in your life specifically to know what you need to take away or what you need to add. Because you must be making these changes based on your life and body, or you're still going to get the same results that you've been getting year after year after year, which may be short term, but not long term.
Okay, so what you need to add and what you need to take away, that's the two. Mm-hmm. What's the three again?
The three phases is nourish, balance, purify.
Nourish, balance, and purify. Okay, and those break into food-based recommendations, or are those maybe more supplement-based? Where do those come from typically?
Yeah, so it's based on the client. So the first part of nourish is, what do we need to nourish that person's body with? Do we need to take out some food intolerances and nourish with foods that are great for their body and healing and natural, and food as medicine as we're trying to heal this body? What do we need to nourish their mind with? So we look at mentality and where we need to focus there. And then we go on to balance, in balancing these nutritional deficiencies that we have found, balancing the gut disruption, balancing your stress and your relaxation responses, your hormones, your neurotransmitters. And then purify, the last phase, is once our body is totally rebalanced and we are feeling good and our symptoms are mostly eliminated, we can then purify with detoxification. So this is what kind of sets us apart, is that in balance protocol, detoxing is actually the last part of the program. So, and I can speak to this personally. When I was sick, I was trying every detox on the market. You know, mm-hmm. I was one who was in the grocery store just looking for whatever said detox, cleanse,
right.
flush, and doing it all. Now, the thing is that ended up making me more sick, because what that does is it pulls the toxins from your stored muscles and tissues and bones, and it releases them in your body. And if you don't have a balanced body that's prepared to then grab those toxins and excrete them from your body, they're going to float around, reabsorb, and actually make you more sick. Plus, it's very hard on the body. Detoxing takes a lot of energy. And if your body is already fatigued and tired and trying hardest just to compensate and keep you above the water, then this is going to be very harmful. So the purify staging, the detoxifying, is the very last thing that we do.
And I couldn't agree with that more. I meet so many people who do detoxes that simply aren't ready for them. It's definitely not the first thing I do in practice all the time either. Again, it's very individualized to the person. Mm-hmm. So nourish, strengthen, and purify as are three. Mm-hmm. Correct? Did I get that right?
Nourish, balance, purify. Almost. So
nourish,
close.
Balance, and purify. Almost. All right.
Yes.
All right. Tell us what the five is.
The five causes of disease. So these are the five things that if you just pinpoint every disease, everything going on, any symptom, it can be pinpointed to these five things, and I'm sure you'll agree. Nutritional deficiencies, microbes, stressors. And stressors, I'm not talking about just, you know, physical or psychological stress. I'm talking about stressors that the air, water, light, sound, EMF, and food. Stressors to your body. And then the fourth is allergens, and then fifth is toxins. So any five of these things is ultimately going to be one of the root causes of what's going on in your body, causing you to have symptoms or disease.
Fantastic. And then last was the eight, and the eight you said was mm-hmm. a little bit more complex, so we don't have to go into all of that. That's probably something mm-hmm. that evolves over months in working with the patient. But in general, what can viewers and listeners think about when they hear the eight in your 2-3-5-8 balance protocol?
Yeah, so the eight is the eight systems that we go through. So I'll go over the first one is we're going to go through is environment. So unlike a lot of programs or, you know, healing techniques that you have seen or heard of, we focus on environment first and foremost, because heck, if you don't fix that environment, whatever's going on in your body right now is going to come right back. So we look at the environment, then the two, we look at the gut, then the mindset, then the hormones. So we go through the eight systems of the body so that we can heal and address everything at once in a whole systems approach.
Fantastic. Okay, so hopefully everybody out there is understanding the balance protocol and what Maggie is trying to convey. Essentially, we're trying to get to the root of who you are as a person or as an individual, and then begin systematically and with good thought, a plan individualized to you. The balance protocol is Maggie's approach, using the numbers 2, 3, 5, and 8. Each of those, hopefully you were taking notes, stand for different things. If someone wants to learn more about the balance protocol and go through different types of testing, Maggie, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, so it's actually by invitation, application only. But for your viewers, I'm opening up my calendar in the next few weeks for the first 15 people to do a complimentary 20-minute call on me. I'm going to listen to your story, give
Fantastic.
You some immediate recommendations. Yeah, I really feel it's important that you know you are unique. Yes, your symptoms may be common. Other people may experience them, but they're not you. So have me listen to your story. I'd love to do that. And then after that, if it's a great fit and you'd like to know more about Balance Protocol, I'll definitely let you know how to go forward there.
Gotcha. And what I understand, you only have a few spots right now, correct? So if anybody's interested, mm-hmm. we want them to go ahead and jump on and connect with you and jump into this protocol. And a lot of this you're doing virtually, correct? Somebody doesn't have to be necessarily in your city or right next to you. You're doing a lot of virtual consults, is my understanding as well.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm 100% virtual. So all of my clients are seen via an online video platform. So you can live from anywhere.
Well, wonderful. And if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best place to find you? How would they reach you?
Oh, I would love to connect via email. You can contact me on my website, MaggieBurghoff.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Maggie Burghoff is my Instagram and my Facebook. So hit me up on there, you know, join, like, share. I'd just love to get to know you and, you know, see what your story is so we can, you know, focus on that.
Fantastic. And for everyone who may not have caught that, Maggie's name is spelled M-A-G-G-I-E. Burghoff is B-E-R-G-H-O-F-F @gmail.com. find your biochemical individuality, get your best health, and find your best self, and just spring forward to live the life you were meant to live. Maggie's trying to do that. I'm trying to do that. I hope this has been educational and informative. Thanks for joining today. And thank you, Maggie, so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.